Are you switching cameras and stuff over there?
Yep.
Got one in preview and two in program. And then you're going to get stuck in between. The one that is live is the program. I was going to say something to you. I forget what it was, though. So,
did it have to do with this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about Windows 11 a little bit, but I snuck it into our conversation before this, and you don't know anything, so
I know. We
I
can't,
feel like it's
we
not
going to
go
it's
very
gonna,
well.
It's going to die.
Yeah, it will die.
It's going to die.
It will. I also want to be like, I like your shirt or something. That's usually how I start conversations with people. I talk about, here's a tip, ready? This is something I've learned about having conversations.
I might already know this, but go ahead.
Getting conversations started, but I commenting on people's appearance, which that's like a general thing that people say, but that is like a, you want to look for
something. I'll do that too, especially at work.
You want to look for something that stands out rather than something.
Yeah, and something you actually like. Don't like lie yeah. about it.
And everybody goes for the shirt, but like if someone has like a cool mustache or something, that's a good thing to start with. And especially
they also have to, if they do have a cool mustache, they have to look like that they'll take
that
hey,
a
cool
compliment.
Mustache.
Yeah. And also you usually want to look for something that actually like there's gotta be a story behind it too, right? That helps.
Yeah, like this might be a little gay. I'll do like, hey, nice earrings, like cool earrings. I don't know.
Right.
Some
yeah, but
nice
it
necklace.
Usually leads to something. And what's even better to do actually, and this is more so for like interviews or when you're doing, like if I'm doing a podcast with someone I don't talk to every week, like you know, just say something about the work that the person's done, which is usually why they're there in the first place. But, you know, that's just another thing. Like, I really like the thing you wrote in your book. I really like, you know, this particular work that you've done,
yeah,
whatever
and that is nice. That is nice.
That
you...
That'll get people going. That'll really grease the wheels and get
right.
going into.
And I like that you're just like, hey, like the book. You're hey, I like this part of the book.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Because you can't just.
It feels more genuine,
and, people,
and it is more genuine.
People go on podcasts all the time to promote their books, and then when you just say like, hey, I really like this book you just wrote, and
yeah,
like
yeah.
Vanna Whiting it at the camera, like
yeah,
looks just stupid and rigid and promotional and. Just kind of ruins the whole thing, but you don't have a book or any cool work that you've done lately, so I can't do that to try to start a conversation with you.
Justin, I do a lot of cool work. No.
You don't show it to anybody.
I don't
That's
show
the problem.
No. Yeah. But I don't know.
So I'm not
That's cuz I haven't I don't know, I just don't sit down and figure out my game. I don't know what I want my game to be.
I'm not perusing around on ArtStation often enough to
You
to
should.
See
just I'm not saying that cuz like
yeah.
Oh, you, like,
you should check out my art
everyone
station.
Should like that. No, yeah. no, not even that. Yeah, you know how some people like really want everybody to be interested in what they're interested in?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't mean it like that. Like, but I think for you, just like check out the work. Some of it's yeah. cool. Some of it's yeah. cool.
That actually brings up another thing I saw recently that I wish more people could kind of catch on to. So I think this is what works well for me too. Not that I'm the expert podcaster or anything like that, but like a big part of the reason I did this is because I like this whole game of like learning how to have better conversations with people, and I've really learned how to become not interested in the thing that someone else is interested in, but I'm really good at being interested in somebody's interest in another thing, you know?
Oh yeah,
like,
I like
that
too. Yeah,
people.
I yeah when you're
like
right when someone
like,
when someone is able to open up to me about what they're interested in.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not big into that interest. Yeah. I love seeing that passion.
Yeah. Yeah, I love seeing people geek out about stuff.
Like
a mechanic is a good example, right? Like I don't give a shit about cars and I'm not interested in cars at all. But if I find someone that's a mechanic and is genuinely interested in cars and likes to tell me just like these cool dorky things about it, like
yeah.
I'm very interested in the
interest. Yeah. You might not get it. You know,
they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I'll try to. I won't, but I'll try to.
Yeah.
Basically.
I agree.
So.
But anyway, the topic for today is virality for creators. Should creators try to go viral? And like, kind of particularly, the examples that Will gave were like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Facebook isn't really a viral thing anymore. So I guess.
Well, it kind of is.
You think so?
Yeah,
maybe
Facebook,
I'm out. Maybe
Facebook
I'm out. Maybe
I'm
out of touch.
Button, right, that's something interesting.
Sure,
about
yeah,
Facebook
it does.
Is the is that share button, and because it's the easiest way for things to go viral, really, is people share the shit out of it on Facebook. That's not something you can kind of do it on Instagram with your stories, but when people share Instagram feed posts to their stories, it's just annoying as hell in like just about every situation. I do it all the time, but it's just annoying. Like I see people post like these little quotes on their Insta story and shit, and it's one of those things like retweeting. You can retweet stuff too on Twitter, and that's annoying too most of the time, especially when people just like retweet the same person like over and over again. I'll follow people.
Yeah, someone that they really, really like.
Yeah, and they'll just.
But that's what they're passionate about.
No, that's what they're passionate about. But I'm just like if Will doesn't do this, I'm just using Will as an example because I like to pick on him. But like if I follow Will on Twitter and Will is like really into Hank Green or something and he retweets every single one of Hank Green's tweets, I'm like, I look at someone like that and I'm like, Will, if I fucking wanted to see every single one of Hank Green's tweets,
he's following Hank
I would
Green.
Follow Hank Green.
Oh, yeah.
Like, knock it off. I hate when people
do
that.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah, because you have an explanation to,
And like, people that do that never tweet things themselves anyway, right? Like, they don't have their own content.
They share, yeah.
Their feed is almost like exclusively them just like sharing other content. Like, if I wanted to see that, I would find it, trust me. But...
Well, and if you think about it, all right, just going back to the topic real quick. So sharing other people's content can be content for you as a creator, but don't like hang your hat on it. Like just like slide it in a little bit to your content.
Yeah, I won't
creation.
Say there's anything wrong with sharing content particularly, right? It's just, I can't understand why some people, like that's all they do. They just share the same shit over and over. And over. And sometimes it's because they're like hurting, right? Like people do that a lot, frankly.
Because what?
Because they're hurting.
Really?
When people like go through a breakup, they start sharing all this
motivational shit.
But
no,
all this like
yes.
She hurt me stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And type of thing. She hurt me stuff.
They're trying to signal to them like I need help.
I mean, people do that, you know, they lose a loved one, something like that. People do that type of thing because it's very the share button.
I see that. I do see that.
That share button is emotional. And then there's the political side of it too, that people see things that they agree with and then they share it to their following that agrees with the things, and the whole echo chamber thing happens on social media, so on and so forth. This is another one of the reasons why TikTok is pretty interesting, because the algorithm is, first of all, like different than the other ones without being stupid like Parler was, because Parler tried to do the whole like, you know, we're not biased thing and was well intended, but I think Parler learned pretty quick that what makes social media work is that nonsense that goes around on it, because it's what gets reactions out of people. I love when planes do this in the middle of podcasts. This is fantastic. Yeah.
You're saying like you could have nonsense on Parler, but it was kind of like
what Parler was trying to do was they were trying to be like the anti-social media social media platform. And it just doesn't work because Facebook does have this problem, right? In like social dilemma type
stuff. But it's a human problem.
And Twitter, it is a human problem. Instagram has this problem where people like negative shit and people share negative shit and people react to it. Like that's what gets people's attention. Attention is what drives social media. It's what drives ad revenue, which is what drives social media. And it's just what fucking works. And I'm convinced, maybe not convinced, but I just like to think that the big social media platforms, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, wouldn't have gone down that like sketchy-ish path if it wasn't the only thing that works. They would like to be non-biased. They would like to, you know, not have their algorithms that way. I don't know why I syllabilized that weird. Yeah. But
they
understand. It has to be.
They understand.
It's the only way that it works.
Business-wise for their survival.
Yeah, and then people are like, people are like, it's greedy. You're like, yeah, it is fucking greedy. But like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Saying that it's greedy isn't going to change anything about anything.
I hate to be like the contrarian, but I find myself oftentimes thinking about that things might be like the world might be a little better without social media. And I know for like the entrepreneurs and stuff out there, it's like, whoa, you can't say that.
Well,
like,
you can definitely say that, but
no. But I also don't want to be like the old
right,
geezer,
right, right,
like, yeah. Like I don't know.
Yeah, like these kids are only looking at their phones.
Don't get me wrong.
Like,
I like technology. Technology's really cool.
Yeah, social media, like you said, people are the problem, right? When social media is a problem, the people are the problem. When social media is a good thing.
But obviously, we're people. We can't take like the next step, which is a dark one, and like, we got to fix the people. Because then you can get into dark territories really quickly.
Yeah, you can get into dark territories really quickly with that. And I don't know, it's a weird thing. But I guess going back into the question of whether or not creators should be trying to go viral.
I guess the question relies on the word try.
It does rely on the word. Yeah, it does rely on the word try. Because when you say trying to go viral, is your intent to go viral? Let me think if I would. I don't think you should be when you were creating something necessarily. But I think going viral is a good thing. And I still think kind of, I don't even want to say it's contrarian, but like a counterculture opinion to have right now, is that I do still think that fame is one of the best vehicles to wealth type of thing. Like there are a lot of people that like to kind of be like, you don't have to go viral, blah, blah, blah. There's this thing in copywriting, right, or in marketing, about, let me think of the way that I want to put this. You want to take barriers away from people, right? When you're trying to sell them something. So you'll see a lot of stuff goes around saying like, this is how you make a lot of money, even if you're not famous. You know, this is how.
Oh yeah. 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 The barrier of work.
Yeah. Well, you're just trying to take the barriers away. You know, people like what's easy.
Yeah.
People like the path of least resistance.
Yeah. You're not trying to be a jerk about it. You're just being honest.
So like if I see a video that's like all the equipment, you know, I see a video on YouTube. This is all the equipment that you need to start a podcast in 2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see like, the same video right next to it.
It could be like, I don't know. Essential tools under however much money. Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, the essential equipment for podcasting in 2021, the cheapest podcast setup for 2021. People are drawn towards the cheapest.
Yeah.
That's just our psychology. Like, there's nothing wrong with being drawn toward it.
It's not a terrible thing. We all fall in. Like, I don't even want to say fall into it.
Right.
Yeah.
But people just do that, and that's the same kind of thing you see with the people that like to be like, fame. You don't need to be famous to be wealthy. You don't need to be wealthy to be famous. That type of thing.
It helps.
I do think that going viral and becoming famous inevitably does help you get to wealth. And I think there is a reason to try to go viral. You can't bullshit yourself when you're trying to go viral is the problem.
Oh, you can't be like, I'm not trying to go viral. When
exactly.
You are trying to go viral.
Yeah, like if that's the intent, that's got to be the intent. Like I made this video in order for it to go viral. And then, because what will happen...
And sometimes having that hold on to that. Sometimes having that restriction in mind, like this needs to have certain conditions met.
Your microphone is like in your eye right now.
Sorry,
it's like,
sorry, man.
Bothering the hell out of me.
Sorry, I'll like angle it down a little bit. If you have conditions set where you're like this needs to have A, B, and C in order to go viral, having some of those restrictions boosts your ability to work around them and to create better content. Because if you have no rules,
right,
then you can't, you need to have rules set in order to make a creative piece of content. If you don't, it's going to be, it's just going to be like kind of out there, not very.
Yeah.
But that's all I was going to say. Did you?
No, I agree. So like setting boundaries create freedom, right? And having some, I mean, you need guidance for your content to some sort of extent. But there's almost a difference between setting boundaries and putting yourself in a box. And that's just a whole conversation that I could go on about. And I've very clearly fallen into that trap in the past. But when it comes to trying to go viral, you have to be clear with yourself about what the intent is. Because there are certain things that'll go viral too. And I believe in that. And the problem with virality actually goes back into this thing that we were talking about with social media, is that you will go viral fucking easily if you're a really bad person, you do something insane, because that's what people are drawn to, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
people
as
are
was
drawn
previously
to really
discussed.
Negative things. So a lot of people want to go viral, and they want to go viral for the right reasons, but the problem is the right fucking reasons.
The right reasons might not
don't
always
grab
work. Yeah.
People's attention, and going viral is dependent.
Sometimes viral happens for the right reasons, but it's a little bit more rare.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. And the other thing is the whole algorithm thing. Some people get so caught up in the algorithm. The algorithm's definitely like a factor in your content strategy and stuff like that, whichever algorithm you want to talk about. I don't care, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, whichever algorithm. But it's a factor in it. But some people will like try so hard to play to the algorithm. And what you have to understand is that nobody...
That's focusing too much on the boundary.
I don't think anybody's ever gone viral based on the algorithm sharing their content properly or whatever. Like, you have to remember the human element in order to really go viral, right? Like, because back to the share button, right? If people can click on that share button, you know, till their fingers bleed for some reason, it doesn't fucking matter what the Facebook algorithm is going to do to your content. If people keep sharing your content, it's going to go viral. You know, that's how it works. If people talk about you for some reason at the bar, like Elon Musk, everybody talks about Elon Musk all the time, right? I'm doing it right now using him as the example.
He goes viral all the time. Not specifically online, but in life conversations. Yeah.
It's not because of...
He's always viral.
It's not because of search engine optimization. You know, he didn't watch a YouTube video that's like, this is how to hack the YouTube algorithm.
No, it's because he's an interesting character.
Like, I got that. Exactly. It's because he's an interesting dude that's done amazing, incredible fucking things that we can't imagine. Like, we just can't imagine doing. And then we talk about it. And then we talk about it right now. And then...
Our phones hear us.
The people that are, and then Alexa starts like recommending Tesla products to people.
I got recommended ads for puppets on Etsy the other day. I was going through YouTube and a line of ads came up for puppets.
Were we talking about puppets?
I was talking about puppets with somebody. It might have been at work, and I might have said like, I love puppets or something stupid like that, like I usually
do.
Your
phone is like hyper aware of what's going on around you. Stuff like that happens. Like, it happens to everybody, but it seems to happen to you more for some reason.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know why.
No, because I don't know. I certainly don't catch it. I don't catch it any more than other people, because I'm always... Anytime you bring up that around... like a group of people, someone in the room will be like, oh my gosh, that happened to me the other day. You know, someone will say it.
Sometimes, like when it's stuff that you're really into, I think it's stupid too. Like, I'll know someone that's like super into golf and we'll be like talking about golf, and they'll like send me a thing later. They'll be like, oh my gosh, Facebook was recommending me golf clubs. And I'm like, that's probably not because of our conversation. That's probably because of you like looking on Dick's Sporting Goods for golf clubs 20 times in the last three days, you know, type of thing. Like, if your whole life evolves around the thing, it's probably not your phone.
But to be fair, I didn't look up anything with puppets.
Right. Right. No, I'm not saying that's the situation with you. I'm just saying people have that thing sometimes, like, how does Facebook know that I'm so into, you know, Mexican cuisine?
A lot of the time you could chalk it up to their searches and stuff.
Yeah, and
like
you
that.
Like liked 30 Mexican cuisine pages on Facebook, and then people are like, oh, my phone's spying on me. Yeah. Stop being dumb.
You're spying on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a thing. Virality. I don't know. I don't think there's an answer to whether or not you should try to go viral if you want to. Have at it. I don't know. I don't care.
Go ahead.
You should know what you want is the problem.
Yeah, focus.
You should know if you want to go viral. People like attention. People like social currency. That's just human nature. So when you first start creating content, people do like to try to go viral. You know, it's stupid to say that you're not trying to go viral, especially if you're someone that's like never posted on social media before, and then like out of the woodwork you're posting all the time, and
not,
you're like
not gonna fly,
and you're like, I don't really care that much if people see it, and so on and so forth. Well, then why the fuck are you posting it?
So
you know,
like,
you care if people see it.
So like, you know the ASDF movies on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm pretty sure they don't post very often.
No.
But the other day I saw ASDF 14 or something was posted, and they don't post very often, but they made a name for themselves in the past. Yeah. And so even though they don't post very often, when they do, I saw it was like, I don't know, they might have posted like 4 hours ago when I saw it. And it already had like almost 100,000 watches.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And that goes back to the point that the stuff that we do give
our
attention to...
That's because they've built their foundation.
The stuff that we do give our attention to is so dumb. Well, here's the other thing that wouldn't work. If we went and tried to make our own ASDF movies, right?
Yeah.
Right now, like just kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
like black and white cartoon characters, we animate a thing, we come up with stupid jokes. Nobody would watch our shit because we're just trying to copy them. You know, we're just becoming the second rate them.
Yeah.
Because
second rate them. Okay, all right. Because I was going to ask like...
Yeah, like we can't...
I was going to ask like something like insightful, like, oh, do people take too much pride in only watching the first one? But oftentimes it is, you're right, it's, we're just secondhand them.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, yeah, if we made, like, the QWERTY movies, you know, just when the keys up on the keyboard, and copied the thing, that doesn't exactly work. Now, there are things that you can do.
Sometimes.
Like, I'll see, well, like, you can...
It's gotta be a more overarching trend. You can put things into
niches and stuff, you know, so on and so forth. Like, there's kind of always room for, like, top 10 sports channels on YouTube or personal finance channels and stuff like that. But
yeah, you got to find your avenue within there and inject your personality into it.
And when it comes to YouTube, you got to be fucking consistent too, right? Like, you got to keep going most of the time because there's a cookbook of recipes they could do to be quote-unquote
successful.
You got to
be consistent but not boring.
YouTube.
Yeah.
But there's some people that can... There's a couple of ways that you can really do well on YouTube. You can get a video that's so optimized for the search engine, teaching the most bizarre thing that it's always the first thing that shows up on Google, and over the years it just collects a couple million views because when people search for that, you're like the thing that comes up. You know, the how to build a potato gun type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't find it anywhere else. And if you're that video that shows up first on
Google,
either you're
the shortest or you're maybe the second shortest video, but funnier than the shortest, you know.
So there are YouTube channels that exist that might have like one video on them, but can still pick up like a ton of ad revenue.
Yeah, just for that.
Because it worked.
That's what people search for.
There are YouTube channels that are the opposite, that might have 1,000 subscribers, 1,000 to 4,000, but they have committed subscribers and they're posting content that's niche that not that many people on the planet care about, but they're doing it consistently.
Yeah, but and
it's coming
through,
and it's a job for them.
I don't want to say a Patreon, but say they have some sort of link that people can go to after their video to provide them income. Right. And like you said, it's only a few thousand people. It's not, maybe it's not viral or anything.
Yeah,
but
you got 1,000 people paying
you
$1 a month.
However many people, even if it's not even 1,000, if it's just, geez, like if it's like a very like special service, 50 people.
Yeah.
And if that's enough money.
Yeah, for sure. And it depends on how much work you're really putting into it too. Cause still, if you have 50 people paying you $5 a month, I mean, that's money, you know, like that's extra income for somebody for sure. So you can do stuff like that. There's all sorts of ways to approach the internet. So I guess my answer is kind of no. You don't need to be trying to go viral. But I don't think anybody ever takes being viral exactly as being a bad thing. And you always, when you talk to people that have gone viral, there's always this element of like, I totally wasn't expecting it to happen. And I always get skeptical about that.
That dude you talked to with the
right,
the
Snubby J.
Snubby J, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a show coming up on tonight, Sunday, tomorrow night, something like that. I don't know. This won't even be up by then. So a performance, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love people so much. Jesus. But what were you saying?
I'm sorry. No, because I was talking about how talking to people who have gone viral, and that's how he came into my mind, and then you started bringing
up
his performance.
Yeah, and I believe him when he, you know, I mean, I believe most of the people when they say
that was just the example that came into my head. I don't know if you've even talked to him
about expectation about it, but, you know, and I mean, if you look at his case, he was just doing something that he thought was cool. Someone recorded a video of him doing his thing at a high school talent
show.
Yeah,
he wasn't even the one recording it.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was his high school talent show, I'm pretty sure. Like, his viral video that got, like, 16 million views. And the other thing, too, this is, like, Purple Cow type stuff. But another just element of virality is getting in front of the right people first. And Seth Godin calls them sneezers because they're the ones that spread the virus.
Oh, okay.
And, but it's like, yeah, because we all know people that just talk about shit, right? Like hair salon gossip type of people that just talk about stuff. So it is kind of like, because that's something that people do too, right? They try to make something that'll appeal to everybody so that everybody somehow finds them in one way or another by searching for it or this, that, and the other, whatever the case may be. But when things go viral a lot, like taking Snubby J's example, why I'm thinking of this is because that probably caught the attention of, let's say, a couple of other music teachers in school districts that were around where he was at the time. And then those teachers show the video to their music appreciation class.
Yeah, right. They're like,
actually, our music teacher did show us, when I had music appreciation, she did show us that video of Snubby J.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, probably.
In particular. But, you know, something like that happens, all those districts. And now you got, you know, 30 kids per class across five districts saw this video. They show it to their parents later that night. Cool. You know, and then maybe their dad is the type of dad, you know, maybe one of these kids shows it to their parents. Their dad likes to talk to everyone about everything, you know, crack open a cold one with the boys on Saturday night. And all my kids showed me this thing.
Same thing with Elon Musk. I was talking about him on the bridge.
And then somebody else is, you know, like, oh, I know that kid because my neighbor's wife is his aunt or something. And then they're like, look at this cool thing my nephew's doing. And it just spreads, you know, and it just goes out from there. So that's another element of virality too, is kind of thinking of it less like I want everybody to really like this thing, and more like who can I get to like this thing that'll tell everybody else about the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Not like, even influential online, but influential,
and that's exactly what
wherever,
that's exactly what influencer marketing is, right? Like if I were to make this podcast, and none of this is what I actually do, but if I were to make this podcast and I was like, I want to try to make this appeal to all of the conservatives in America, or I want to try to make this appeal to, I don't know, this social class, this wealth status, whatever. I can do that. I can try it. Or I want to make this appeal to
targeting
creators,
options, whatever.
Or, but if there's also an element that's like, I want to make this, I want this podcast to catch the attention of Joe Rogan. I want this podcast to catch the attention of even someone like Pat Flynn or something like that, that's bigger in podcasting, or Tim Ferriss, you know, and just that one person finds it, but then Joe Rogan talks about it on his show, then that's...
the one person finds it, and Joe actually listens to them.
Wildfire. And I really hate that that's true. I really hate that that's a thing. I know, like, certain YouTubers that have become really big because they went on Peter McKinnon's channel, or because of this and because of that. And, like, when someone goes on Peter McKinnon's channel, they're just successful all of a sudden for no reason. I don't want to say that either, because I want people to take that with a grain of salt, because that doesn't necessarily mean if you were to land on McKinnon's channel, you would go viral.
Yeah,
but
just a general rule.
But things like that do happen, and I hate it when it happens. I really do. But it is the way
just cause
that it works.
Because it's, like, not fair.
I don't know if you catch the... Yeah, I think it leads to, when that does happen for someone, they start to spread the message, oh, like, we couldn't believe it. I've heard a lot of creators talk about this. We went viral after we appeared on so-and-so's show. And then they start to spread that kind of story, and then it starts to get embedded as this is the thing you need to do in order to be successful. Because usually, you know, 100 times out of 100, those creators are also people that make good content. They have really good branding. They have, like, all this stuff lined up to back that little push that they got. Becky and Chris is a good example of that, if anybody knows their YouTube channel. But, like, they've got super fucking good branding. But I listened to a show with them the other day where they were like, oh, well, Peter found us. And then Peter, you know, featured us on his channel. And they got, like, that hockey stick growth overnight. The thing is, you get that hockey stick growth, plus the fact that your content is actually really fucking good. And that's really what's going to
then
it
becomes more
propel
of a Nike
it.
Swoosh growth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And like you said,
it becomes so good that it starts going backwards.
I don't think that's how it works. But like you said about... you know, that does help people to go viral, is to get on someone else influential.
Yeah.
Although, yeah,
it
yeah,
helps for sure.
Yeah, it helps. But like you said, yeah, you feel, yeah, you're not super big on it, because it could be someone who, like, looks up the potato gun, like, looks up how do I go viral, and they're like, oh, you got to get on someone famous's show, and then they get discouraged. They're like, geez, I don't want to.
Well, viral isn't long term either. It's not, and I feel like some people think that it is.
I'm trying to, like, think of a situation where it is long term, and I can't.
It's not.
Can't,
I mean, some people go viral and then they manage it properly, kind of. And then, well, Will follows these type of people a lot. Will follows these people that go viral and then they, like, fall off the face of the earth for 10 years for some fucking reason. And it's because they've got nothing to the content. It's because they went viral, right? And then they create for a little while and they do well for a while, but then they just run out of shit because they don't like doing it, or they build up this character that's not them, or whatever the case may be. And then 10 years later, they try to make a comeback and it doesn't work and they don't know why. And all this type of stuff happens. So my advice to people that actually, like, want to be good content creators would be, don't try to go viral. That's not to say everybody in the world shouldn't try to go viral, because I know business people and stuff that try to make a viral video.
Yeah, you're saying if you're going viral for that sole reason, you'll probably fail in the long run because that's your sole reason.
Kind of.
Like you gotta want that as your reason, but more to it.
Going viral sucks too. I think it sucks.
It seems like it doesn't always fare out well for people.
Especially if it's like not for a reason. You know what I mean? Like going viral, like, okay, having like a viral product is a good thing. If I invented a new little apparatus that I don't know what it's going to do. It's a new like sound mixer or something of some sort that helps podcasters. And I want a product video that's going to go viral and everybody's going to buy the little product. That helps me make a lot of money and it helps me boost business and it helps me fund the fucking business. So that helps. Just going viral for the sake of going viral. Like, because like if this podcast right here gets a bajillion views, and I can go around for the next 2 weeks. I could be like, I have a show that got a bajillion views. I can maybe use it in my marketing a little bit, you know, for my podcast production services. Yeah. But first of all, I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't know what in the hell I did. And I wouldn't try to tell other people you're going to go viral, you know, type of thing.
You can't like dig in deep and figure it out.
Right.
Because if you could, yeah, you'd give people that
information. Like, I'm not a huge fan of that, too. Like, we've worked with podcasts. Well, I mean, if you have a portfolio of, like, 12 podcasts that all have a very substantial following, then you probably do have something figured out. You probably do have something going for you.
Yeah.
But I hate when people are like, I just hate some marketing tactics that I see because I know them well enough to know what they're doing. Or I'll see, like, a podcast production agency that's like, we have a combined, like, I don't know, 7.5 million views in podcasting. I'm like, that's not a lot if you... Because
if
a lot
one
of, times,
of them works and then the others aren't that great, like, I don't know.
There's that. There's also the fact that there are people like me in the world that have made 12 different podcasts and appeared on a couple dozen different shows as guests, and then people count every view from everything they've ever done. And they push it all to one thing. And half the time, it's not even them pushing it. You know, like I said, there's like guest appearances. Like that would be like, what the heck is the guy's name from Tag Team? DC Glenn? Is that the right? I think it is DC Glenn. But if he was like, yeah, I had a video go viral because he's in that Geico commercial that plays during all the football ads. You know, and the Scoop There It Is commercial. And he's like, yeah. Like I'm in this video that's gotten 10 million views. It's like, well, because you're in the middle of a football game and no one actually wants to watch you.
But
people love that commercial. Also, disclaimer.
No. Sometimes it's like a forced view.
Why I remember it. But yeah, sometimes it is like a forced view. That's another thing people can do. They can put a YouTube video on their channel and like boost it or whatever. You know, you can pay YouTube $1,000 and you're going to get 1,000 views on that video. I don't know. It gets messy somewhere down the line. Bottom line, go viral if you want, I guess, but most people that would be asking that question in the first place probably don't know why they want to go viral, or they don't have a good reason to want to go viral. And frankly, I think if it's not for business purposes, if there's not some sort of other kind of more grounded, more based reason
it would behind seem silly
it,
like it would seem
it's
yeah.
just I don't understand. Like, viral is not all it's cracked up to be. It's definitely not. It can't be.
There's no virtue or value in just that.
And it's one of those, there's always going to be another mountain type of things too. Like, once you start creating videos on YouTube or posting to Instagram, whatever you do, like, when you have no likes, you want 10. And once you get 10, you want 100. And once you have 100, you want 1,000. And it just keeps going. Once you have 100 million, you want 200 million. You know, like, there's never a point.
Yeah, because when you go viral, like, there will be a point when you wake up the next day, you're like, all right, what's next?
And then, and there's a danger in that, too, if you go viral early, right? Because then you think you're going to get 1,000 likes on everything.
Oh, yeah, you're prime too early. Like, people in high school hit their prime. You know what I mean?
Kind of, you know, and then when you post a video, it's actually, like, far worse when you post a video and it gets a shit ton of attention, and then you post the next one when there's no growth there, right? We talked about that in a recent episode, I think, I don't know what the fuck order these things are in at this point, but talked about that, right? Like, people want growth too. And if you go viral early, you end up in this growth that looks, and that's how all the growth looks, frankly. If you're not expecting that, then you're not built for this type of thing in the first place. but you want growth that's trending upwards and not growth that's top, bottom, top.
Yeah, just like all bottom, over the place.
Top, bottom, like people don't care about you at that point. You're just doing something weirdly well in those spaces in between.
Yeah, you're like pranking people or something.
Yeah, prank videos. That's what everybody should do. More of that. Yeah, that's a good place to wrap it up. I'm really hungry and need to pee and all that type of stuff. So, Will, shut her down.